Hello, everyone. I'm Dave Kersey, and this is a call to worship and praise.
Jesus, King of all things, beautiful Savior, glorious Lord, Emmanuel, God is with us, blessed Redeemer.
Beautiful song there by the Don Marr Singers, Jesus, Name Above All Names. On today's broadcast, we're going to be singing and talking a lot about the name of Jesus, how Jesus came to this earth and lived among us. The Bible says that the Word, meaning God, became flesh and dwelt among us. Jesus has many names. Emmanuel is one, which means God with us. He was all God and all man. He was the kind of man you could talk to, a kind of man who would listen to you, who cared about you, and he still is. We're going to be talking about Jesus just a little later on in our broadcast. We're also going to be sharing a wonderful psalm with you, Psalm 115 from the New International Version. That'll come up a little later. Right now, let's ask for God's blessing on this program today. My Heavenly Father, I come into your presence in the name of Jesus, our Lord and our Savior, our Master and our coming King. Thank you, Father, for entering into our world in the form of Jesus, so that we could hear about your love and know that you care for us, know that you love us with an everlasting love. I pray that this program might be a blessing to you, Lord, because you are the reason why we are here today, to worship you and to praise your holy name. Father, I pray that if there's someone listening today who has never understood how much you love them, how you gave your only Son to die on the cross so that they might be declared righteous in your sight and have eternal life, Father, I pray they might just feel your Spirit tugging at their hearts, and that the songs that we share, the Scripture and the thoughts later, might draw them closer to you. Heavenly Father, I ask that you anoint this program with your Holy Spirit and just accept our praise and our worship and our adoration today. I thank you for the impact Jesus had on this earth, the people he met, Lord, as he ministered among them, how they were changed by his presence and by his power. It was the angels that told Joseph that he should name his child Jesus because he would save his people from their sins. And we believe that, Lord. And we believe that there is something special about the name Jesus.
Jesus Christ, the Son of God, became a man like us. He walked the hills, visited the cities, went to the seashores. He met people where they were. And one by one, he changed their lives.
My brother and I are fishermen. We don't know a lot about politics or religion, just know a lot about fishing. First time I ever heard his name, my brother came down and said, "You just have to meet this man." So I went. So I met him. He looked at me and said, "Come on, Mom. Come on with me." There's just something about him. There's just something about him. We just gave it all up. gave up the boats and the nets and fishing and just went with him. And I've been with him ever since.
I'm a businessman here in Jericho. Well, actually, I'm a tax collector. He came to my house for dinner one day. We talked for a while and, well, I don't know what happened to me. But I ended up giving half of everything I owned to poor people. And to those who I cheated, I gave back four times the amount I took. There's just something about him.
I was at the well drawing water when I first met him. Naturally, I offered him a drink. But he wasn't like the other men I know. He seemed to look right through me. He told me everything I'd ever done. I never met a man like this man. He forgave me.
And that's how it was with people everywhere. Whether they were rich or poor, young or old, mighty, lowly. When they met Jesus, things happened. Their lives were changed.
Me? I don't know whether he's good or bad. I only know that once I was blind, but now I can see.
What a wonderful rendition of There's Just Something About That Name. The Bill Gaither Chorale soloist, Cynthia Clausen, from Bill Gaither's Alleluia, The Praise Continues. You're listening to A Call to Worship and Praise. I'm Dave Kersey, and coming up in just a little bit, we're going to share with you Psalm 115.
And now here's Psalm 115. Not to us, O Lord, not to us, but to your name be the glory, because of your love and faithfulness. Why do the nations say, "Where is their God?" Our God is in heaven. He does whatever pleases him. But their idols are silver and gold made by the hands of men. They have mouths but cannot speak, eyes but cannot see. They have ears but cannot hear, noses but they cannot smell. They have hands but cannot feel, feet but they cannot walk, nor can they utter a sound with their throats. Those who make them will be like them, and so will all who trust in them. O house of Israel, trust in the Lord. He is their help and shield. O house of Aaron, trust in the Lord. He is their help and shield. You who fear him, trust in the Lord. He is their help and shield. The Lord remembers us and will bless us. He will bless the house of Israel. He will bless the house of Aaron. He will bless those who fear the Lord, small and great alike. May the Lord make you increase, both you and your children. May you be blessed by the Lord, the maker of heaven and earth. The highest heavens belong to the Lord, but the earth he has given to man. It is not the dead who praise the Lord, those who go down in silence. It is we who extol the Lord, both now and forevermore. Praise the Lord.
Praise to the Lord, the Almighty, the King of creation. O my soul, praise him, for he is thy health and salvation. All ye who hear, now to his temple draw near. Join to the Lord who wore all things
sing your praises. I'm so glad you're in my life. I'm so glad you came to save us. You came from heaven to earth to show the way, from the earth to the cross, my debt to pay, from the cross to the grave, from the grave to the sky. Lord, I lift your name.
Oh, hear the power of Jesus' name.
Their chains were loosed and they were free. They sang,
I bless your name.
Thank you.
You're listening to A Call to Worship and Praise. I'm your host, Dave Kersey. In the background, it's the Don Marsh Orchestra and Panpipes, a medley on the name of Jesus, beginning with How Majestic is Thy Name. We'll hear His Name is Wonderful, Emmanuel, and winding up with Praise the Name of Jesus. Coming up a little later in our broadcast, I'm going to share a devotional by Max Lucado called Just Call Me Jesus. In the Gospels, it's his most common name, used over 900 times in the King James Version and over 1,200 times in the New International Version. And Jesus is a Greek form of Joshua. It was a very normal and regular name. Many people were named Jesus. In fact, there were at least five high priests known as Jesus. He was a touchable, approachable, reachable person with an ordinary name. We're going to be talking about this common name that was given to a very uncommon man, the man Jesus, who actually was God in the flesh. We'll be talking more about that as we share this wonderful devotional by Max Lucado a little later on in the broadcast. Right now, I want to remind you that this is August, and during the month of August, I've got a little gift for you that I want to send to you. It's a small hardcover book called Knowing God's Will. Do you want to know God's will in your life? Do you want to learn to recognize His voice during those times of life? Well, this book will help you. It has about 15 chapters. In fact, the last chapter begins this way. It's called Live in God's Presence. It says, the psalmist said in Psalm 16, verse 8, I have set the Lord always before me. We must learn to recognize God's presence in our minds, our thoughts, and our feelings. We must learn to continually focus our attention on Him, think about Him, talk to Him often, ask for His help, tell Him our plans, pour out our heart to Him, describe our problems, and listen carefully to His voice, and then give thanks for His joy. That's just the first paragraph of the devotional on living in God's presence, all part of this book that I'd like to send you a copy of if you'll just write to me during August. Now, I'm not tying any specific gift to this. This is my gift to you for writing. If you can send a gift, it would really help us out. Giving has really been down this summer more than ever before, and your support really helps us keep going, so I hope you'll at least pray about it, and if God directs you, send a gift also with your letter. But I'm going to send this gift, Knowing God's Will, back to you as my thanks for you writing during this month. My address is Call to Worship, 1236 Disk Drive, Suite E, Medford, Oregon, 97501. And by the way, when you do send a gift, in addition to this book, I'm going to send you a copy of our daily devotional called The Word for You Today. It comes out four times a year, and each issue has devotionals for every day for 3 months. And the next booklet for 3 months comes out September 1st. So if you get your letter in today, we'll be able to get you a copy of that daily devotional so you can start right along with us beginning in September. Write to us here at Call to Worship, 1236 Disk Drive, Suite E, Medford, Oregon, 97501. And by the way, you can find that address on our website. In fact, you can actually give on our website as well. The website address is www.calltoworship.us. Check us out. Lots of good things on that website just for you. And now let's wind up this medley with the Don Marsh Orchestra and Panpipes, winding up with the song, Praise the Name of Jesus.
Jesus, your name is power. Jesus, your name is might. Jesus, your name will break every stronghold. Jesus, your name is life.
Jesus, your name. Your name is
Jesus, your name.
The Maranatha Promise Band, along with soloist Morris Chapman, and Jesus, Your Name is Life. And now from the book by Max Licato entitled God Came Near, published by Multnomah Press. Today we're going to talk about the name of Jesus. Many of the names in the Bible that refer to our Lord are nothing less than palatial and august. Son of God, the Lamb of God, the Light of the World, the Resurrection and the Life, the Bright and Morning Star. They are phrases that stretch the boundaries of human language in an effort to capture the uncapturable, the grandeur of God. And try as they might to draw us as near as they may, they always fall short. Hearing them is something like hearing a Salvation Army Christian band on the street corner play Handel's Messiah. Good try, but it just doesn't work. The message is too majestic for the medium, and such it is with language. The phrase, there are no words to express, is really the only one that can honestly be applied to God. No names do him justice. But there is one name that recalls a quality of the Master that bewildered and compelled those who knew him. It reveals a side of him that, well, when recognized, is enough to make you fall on your face. It is not too small, nor is it too grand. It is a name that fits like the shoe fit Cinderella's foot. It is the name Jesus. In the Gospels, it's his most common name. It's used over 900 times in the King James Version and over 1,200 times in the New International Version. And it was a common name. Jesus is the Greek form of Joshua. There were at least five high priests known as Jesus in Scripture. The writings of the historian Josephus referred to about 25 people called Jesus. The New Testament speaks of Jesus Justus, a friend of Paul. Some manuscripts give Jesus as the first name of Barabbas. So what's the point? Jesus could have been Joseph, you know, named after his father. And if Jesus came today, his name might have been John or Bob or Jim. Were he here today, it is doubtful he would distance himself with a lofty name like Reverend Holiness Angelic Divinity Number 3. No, when God chose the name his son would carry, he chose a human name. He chose a name so typical that it would appear two or three times on any given class roll. In the Gospel of John, it says that the Word became flesh and dwelt among us. In other words, he was touchable, approachable, reachable. And what's more, he was ordinary. If he were here today, you probably wouldn't notice him as he walked through a shopping mall. He wouldn't turn heads by the clothes he wore or the jewelry he flashed. Just call me Jesus, you can almost hear him say. He was the kind of fellow you'd invite to watch a football game at your house. He'd wrestle on the floor with your kids and doze on the couch and cook steaks on your grill. And when he spoke, he'd listen to you as if he had all the time in eternity. And one thing's for sure, you'll invite him back. It is worth noting that those who knew him best remembered him simply as Jesus. The titles Jesus Christ or Lord Jesus are seen only six times in Scripture. those who walked with him remembered him not with a title or a designation, but with a name, Jesus. Think about the implications. When God chose to reveal himself to mankind, what medium did he use? A book? No, that was secondary. A church? No, that was consequential. A moral code? No, to limit God's revelation to a cold list of do's and don'ts is as tragic as looking at a Colorado roadmap and saying that you've seen the Rockies. When God chose to reveal himself, he did so through a human body. The tongue that called forth the dead was a human one. The hand that touched the leper probably had dirt under its nails. The feet upon which the woman wept were calloused and dusty. And his tears, ah yes, those tears, they came from a heart as broken as yours or mine has ever been. Remember what Scripture says? For we do not have a high priest who is unable to sympathize with our weakness. So people came to him. My, how they came to him. They came by night. They touched him as he walked down the street. They followed him around the sea. They invited him into their homes and placed their children at his feet. Why? Because he refused to be a statue in a cathedral or a priest in an elevated pulpit. He chose instead simply to be Jesus. There is not a hint of one person who was afraid to draw near to him. Oh, there were those who mocked him, and there were those who were envious of him. There were also those who misunderstood him, and there were those who revered him. But there was not one person who considered him too holy, too divine, or too celestial to touch. There was not one person who was reluctant to approach him for fear of being rejected. Remember that. Remember that the next time you find yourself amazed at your own failures, or the next time acidic accusations burn holes in your soul, or the next time you see a cold cathedral or hear a lifeless liturgy. Remember, it is man who creates the distance. It is Jesus who builds the bridge. Heavenly Father, thank you for coming to this earth in the form of an average man. A man that we could listen to, we could visit with, a man that we could touch, a man that we could love as a brother. Father, thank you for Jesus, who in the form of God did not consider equality with God something to be grasped, but he took upon himself the form of a servant, Lord. A servant that we could know and meet with and listen to. Thank you, Heavenly Father, for Jesus. A name above all names. A name to which someday every knee shall bow and every tongue confess that Jesus Christ is Lord, to the glory of God the Father. But when he was here, Lord, he was approachable, and he loved us as you love us. And he gave his life for us as one would give his life for a friend. Thank you, Heavenly Father, for Jesus. It is a name that we love. It is a name that gives us life. And we can just call him Jesus.
Precious name, oh how sweet, above earth.
Those are the Tom Fedke Singers. Take the name of Jesus with you, and Jesus is the sweetest name I know. I'm Dave Kersey. Thank you for joining me today here on A Call to Worship. Thank you also for your letters and, when you're able, your financial help of this ministry. When you write during the month of August, in appreciation for your letters, I'm sending back to you a small hardcover copy of Bob Gass's book, Knowing God's Will, Learning to Recognize God's Voice in Your Life. You can write to us here at Call to Worship, 1236 Disc Drive, Suite E, Medford, Oregon, 97501. And you can find that address on our website at www.calltoworship.us. Have a great week. See you back here again next week for another time of worship and praise on A Call to Worship. And remember that Call to Worship is a production of the Dove Radio and Television Ministry of Medford, Oregon. Well, we've been talking and singing a lot about the name of Jesus today. We're going to wind up with one which has a number of names of Jesus. The Bright and Morning Star, Lily of the Valley, Fairest of 10,000, Rose of Sharon, The Way, the Truth, and the Life. Here are the Brookman Tabernacle Choir, You Are Emmanuel.
Sweetest Rose of Sharon.